Good morning, Dave Pommettier, and good morning to everybody that's been joining us from the Chapel on the Pines at Summer Acoustic Music Week, as we bring you some wonderful instructors who will put their talents together to come up and teach almost 100 campers. This series of live broadcasts are brought to you by WUMB Radio in Boston, Massachusetts, at 91.9 on your FM dial. And it's just with a great deal of pleasure that I welcome our two guests this morning, Mr. Guy Davis and Mr. Robert Jones. Please welcome them. Guy, you want to start off with something?
Oh my gosh, just by saying good morning. That's what I'd like to start by saying. And what a pleasure it is to be back here, Dick. And to meet the loving faces of the people you have here in this audience and the folks here at this camp. Gonna do a song by Blind Willie McTell, Statesboro Blues. To drive a good man from your door. Mama died, left me reckless. Daddy died and left me wild. Mama died and left me reckless. Daddy died and left me wild. Well, I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. Big 80 was the train now. Sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your friend, I'm going up to the country, mama, don't you wanna go? I might take me a fat brown, I might take one or two more. Let's talk about that Big 80 train. Big 80 left Savannah, Lord, it wouldn't stop. You ought to seen the colored fireman when they got the boiler hot reach over in the corner, mama. Hand me my traveling shoes. You could tell by that, had them old Statesboro blues. You're mighty mean woman to treat me this way. You're mighty mean woman to treat me this way. When I leave this time, honey, I'm going away to stay. Once I loved a woman better than you've ever seen. Once I loved a woman than you've ever seen. Treated me like a king, and she was a doggone queen. Papa got 'em, mama got 'em, sister got 'em, brother got 'em, friend got 'em, I got 'em. Got a big morning, heard 'em, Statesboro blues. Look over in the corner, grandma and grandpa got 'em too. Thank you.
Thank you. Great version of Statesboro Blues by Blind Wynn McDell from Guy Davis, joining us live from the Chapel on the Pines at Summer Acoustic Music Week. Guy, it's a great version of that song.
Well, thank you. It's not my woken up version, but it is my version.
Well, it had a very balanced feel to it.
Well, thank you. You know, I couldn't, you can't top the original. It's so I just figured I'd just take it and ruin it a little bit, and folks would know it was me singing.
Now, you've been teaching songwriting up here. How much does the blues feature in your songwriting teachings?
How much of the blues features my...
How much influence does the blues play in your songwriting?
In my songwriting? It plays a great deal of influence to my songwriting, but not everything. I've been known to write songs about magical places with unicorns. I've been known to write rap songs, show tunes. But the blues is how I think I express myself as a musician and as an artist and as an entertainer. And so I'm just so full of music this morning, I need a laxative, you know. I had to get that in there, you know. I want the audience to know, you know, that we're loaded up here this morning.
I don't know what to say after that. It's great. You're a storyteller. You have a one-man show that you do from time to time.
Yes, In Bed with the Blues, The Adventures of Fishy Waters. Maybe that's just my way of saying that I want to reach out to the world. I want to talk to folks. I want to hear from folks. My greatest failing, Dick, is that I don't speak more languages. I've been so many places this year where I could have used it. I've been in France, I've been in Spain, even been to Greenland. And there are people there just like you and just like the people here in this live audience who want to be talked to and who have things to say. Mm-hmm. And so doesn't matter how many songs I sing, I feel inadequate to the task of really reaching out, letting folks know I love them, you know.
And so the play is one way you reach out.
Yeah, that play. In Bed with the Blues, The Adventures of Fishy Waters. I figured it needed a title like that so I'd get folks' attention. I like attention, you see.
Yeah.
No.
Robert Jones from Detroit, Michigan. Reverend Robert Jones.
What's up?
You were toying around with a gospel piece there. Are you going to play us a gospel piece this
morning? Sure, why not? It was, you know, look, Guy is like this amazing musician, storyteller. And I play and I tell stories. And listen to the way he took that great piece by Blind Willie McTell and sort of made it his own. I think about another great blind musician by the name of Reverend Gary Davis. And the Rev was, again, one of those musicians who had to take blues and turn it into something. I mean, the Holy Spirit inspired him to take what had been his blues licks and turn them into a vehicle for telling Bible stories. And frequently when you run across those singing preachers, you gotta be careful because sometimes they just modify it out of existence. I mean, there's a song that starts off with the line, in my God's Bible, in the book of James, Christ was healing the cripple and the lame. And nothing happens in James. James is just, you know, but it rhymes so well with cripple and lame. They just, you know. You know. So, but this story is pretty much you can find, it's in the book of Judges, pretty much as written. It's a song that Reverend Gary Davis used to play called If I Had My Way. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this building down.
walking along. He looked on the ground and spied an old jawbone. Picked up that bone, God knows it broke like thread, you know. And when it got to moving, 10,000 was dead. Good God, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, Lord, I would tell this feeling out. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, Lord, I would tell this feeling down. Well, Samson and a lion got an attack. Samson, he jumped up on that lion back. By this lion had killed a man with his paws, but Samson got his hands in a lion's jaw. Rid that beast, good God, he killed it dead. And the bees laid honey in that lion's head. Good God, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this feeling down. Talk to me now. You know she climbed up on Samson's knee. Say, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. She spoke so fine, God knows she spoke so fair. He told Delilah, cut off my hair. Said, if you shave my head just as clean as your hand, then my strength will come as natural as any other man. Foolish man, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would. Good God.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Fun tune once you get it started.
Yeah, it always takes a while to warm up to Reverend Gary Davis songs.
I don't think Gary ever played that one at, you know, 8:30.
It's just 7:30.
It's just 7:30. Oh, Lord.
That song is one of the reasons why Gary Davis bought a house in Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
The royalties from that song?
Absolutely. They tell a story about him having put that song together. The guts of the song really go way back. I mean, Blind Willie Johnson had a recording of that song, but it didn't sound like that. And I'm sure the substance of it, the guitar part, the call and response, all that, that's pure Gary Davis. So when Peter, Paul, and Mary, you know, decided to record that song and obviously wanted to give Reverend Davis the royalties from it, they're sitting in the lawyer's office and he's saying, well, now, just one thing before we can, you know, basically cut this check. Did you write the song, Reverend Davis? He goes, no. And everybody goes, oh my God, dead silence. He says, it was revealed to me by the Spirit. Nice. So, okay, cool. You know, sign your name, you know. And so, yeah, that's the song that built Gary Davis's house. Yeah.
The practical side of religion. I like that.
Davis, you got to pull back on that.
Yeah. You've been playing the blues for a long time. You've been in school programs with it. You're now a reverend, so you don't do as much blues as you might have one time?
Actually, you know, it's strange. I think I do just about as much as I used to do. For one of the things about the blues that people don't understand is blues, or some people don't understand, blues are cathartic. I mean, you know, you sit down, and after a while, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, in church or out of church. We got the same situations, the same human conditions. And if you do gospel, whether you know it or not, you're doing blues anyway, mm-hmm. because there is that tie between gospel and blues. We use the same vocabulary. And a lot of people who say, well, you know, I only listen to sacred songs, I don't listen to the blues. But then, you know, you have a lick like. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burning down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burning down. I mean, you're playing blues, you know. So yeah, I still play a lot of blues, I think.
That's Robert Jones. He's Reverend Robert Jones from Detroit, Michigan, from New York City. Mr. Guy Davis. You want to do us another song?
I'm going to do you another song, but I got to talk about my brother Robert for a minute. I don't see him but every few years, but I feel closer each and every time. He's my brother sure as you're born. You know, it doesn't matter about who's the moms and who's the dads. Robert, to me, says that my spirit, which was created by the Creator, is larger than all the Bibles and the Constantinian Bibles, anyway, and the dictates of the mores of the day. He says that this music, because it reaches out and touches people and makes us more the same than we are different, then it is all ultimately God's music. That's what it says to me.
Yes, sir.
And we don't sit around and talk philosophy because he knows I don't have that big of vocabulary.
Crazy part is we don't need philosophy. Last night we sort of got together and was just working on something, and before I knew it, you know, we were in this 10-minute long harmonica duo or something. So yeah, it's the same thing with my feelings about guys, like my brother by another mother. So it's good stuff.
Well, suppose you picked up that harmonica and we did a little thing in the key of A.
All right. Or the key of E.
Well, I'm in the key of E on guitar,
gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Yeah, it's at this hour in the morning, you know, we think in fifths.
We got to be sure about that.
I was doing
one of them Brownie Sunny things where you change the key on him and he's like slapping around trying to find the right harmonic.
No, I'm speaking the truth, but it just involves fifths.
I got you.
I mean, and according to the bourbonistic wisdom, I mean, you know, which we don't fool with around here. I'm not equal to the task of tuning this morning. So I just look over at Mike Delaney and makes me tune correctly. Little David, play on your harp. On your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, play little David. Play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, sing it with me now, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, play little David. Oh.
play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David, come on. Hallelujah, David, hallelujah, David, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your harp.
Thank you. That's Robert Jones on that harmonica.
Mr. Guy Davis, vocals and guitar. Well,
you certainly sounded like him there for a moment. But,
well, that's all right, you know.
Early morning voice.
Early morning. You know what I'm saying? Dean Denniston, who was one of the campers here, did a Guy Davis song last night. It was a wonderful thing because he sounded just like you. It's
like me in the Aristotelian sense or the existential sense, or what are we saying here?
Yes.
And I'm not going to forgive Dean for that either. He just...
Guy, where'd you get that song from?
Little David, Play on Your Harp is, I guess, an old-time spiritual. I was watching television and... Catherine Battle, a black female opera singer from, I guess, the 60s and 70s, was singing it on a television show, and I think there was a piano in back of her, and it was very light and polite, and I wished I could sing like that, but I sound like this all the time, all this rough, growly stuff. So the next thing I knew, I started fiddling with it on a guitar, and it just got a little rougher around the edges and in the middle too, and it just stayed rough. And then it sort of gelled just now, you know. Robert and I got together on it last night, and little Robert was playing on the harp, you know.
That's it. You know, it's amazing that you get a song from Kathleen Battle, man. That lets you know how wide a range of inspiration, you know, where inspiration can come from. You know, I mean, one of the most wonderfully trained, kind of classically oriented, you know, singer of spirituals, and Guy Davis gets it and turns it into it's a beautiful thing, man.
I thought you were saying like even Guy Davis could get it.
No, I meant was see what I meant to say was
what happened was
no. The fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, you know, you draw influences from all over the place. Just like you were saying, your songwriting isn't confined to blues, and your inspiration doesn't necessarily remain confined to blues either. I mean, Kathleen Battle, if you've heard her sing, this wonderful voice, but you've got this wonderful voice, and it's a different spectrum. Somebody would think they weren't related, but you can take it and make it your own. That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Take it and make it. Take it, make it your own. Sort of like a thing of deodorant, right? You take it, make it your own. Okay.
Deodorant is very necessary.
Yeah. And it's my own, too.
It is your own.
Nobody shares that with me.
Hey, Robert.
Ask a question, Dick. Yeah. Quick, ask a question.
All right, you.
So get me out of here. I think you guys need to sing.
Why don't you grab your guitar and play us another song?
Sure. This is such a wonderful place, and there's such a great singing audience that I had a request for this song that I did a while back. It was at the start of the Gulf War, and you know, it's still kind of going on, I guess. And it's one of those songs that's again inspired by the Bible. It's Jacob, who was who was traveling, trying to escape the wrath of his brother, and found himself at the ford, a place called Jabbok. And he encountered a man, and he wrestled with him all night. Question was, you know, who was the man? And as the day was beginning to break, the man told Jacob, "Let me go." And he said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." And sometimes I read that story and I think about the fact that Jacob did not know who he was wrestling with until he heard the voice of God. Then he knew he was wrestling with an angel and he asked for a blessing. But even as the angel left, he touched him in the hollow of his thigh and Jacob came up lame. Well, I was sitting there kind of thinking about that story when I was seeing all these soldiers go off to fight in Afghanistan, and came up with this little song. And I'd be just honored if folks would join us on the chorus, which you don't have to say that very often at Sam W. They'll do it anyway. So the chorus is, "And I wrestled with the angel all night long. And I wrestled with the angel all night long. And I wrestled with the angel all night long. And I wrestled with the angel all night long." Like Jacob in the wilderness, I don't know wrong or right, but I look to God in heaven to get me through this wicked night. For when my brother comes to kill me, all that I can see is that I must do unto him before he can do unto me. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. Now grace is still amazing, but for him who will not see, he says that grace that brought you safe thus far don't mean a thing to me. I don't hate you for your actions, your name I barely knew. I hate you for what our fathers did a long, long time ago. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And when you wrestle with the angel, the fight might leave you lame. But if you hold on till the morning, the Lord will change your name. Oh, the Lord will change your name. And when my brother comes to kill me, I hope he'll understand how much I'd rather meet him man to man than to beat him hand to hand. But as he comes against our families, I know we'll have to fight. Sometimes war is what you have to do, but that don't make it right. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. So like Jacob in the wilderness, when we grapple through the night, don't let go without the blessing that comes with the morning's light. For when Jacob met his brother, they both put aside the sword, and they call him by his new name, he who wrestles with the Lord. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And I wrestle with the angel all night long. And when you wrestle with the angel, the fight might leave you lame. But if you hold on till the morning, the Lord will change your name. Ooh, let him change your name.
Thank you.
Guy Davis on harmonica. And I guess the punchline of that is the name Israel means, among other things, he who grapples or he who wrestles with God. And I think we all kind of wrestle with God, even though we serve him, we wrestle with him.
Spoken like a true reverend.
I do my best.
Well, it's great to see you, Robert. Great to see you, Guy. We've had the opportunity all week long to parade a bunch of instructors from the Summer Acoustic Music Week in front of you. And we've come to the end of the series of the live concerts from the Chapel in the Pines at the Summer Acoustic Music Week. Thanks to John Dorshuk, who's been ably mixing this all week long. Thank you, John, for all your work. And thank you to Judy Wong and to John Field. And thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to our cast of campers who come in every morning and sit down and sing songs and just get in the spirit of the day. It's a beautiful day here. We have sunshine streaming into the chapel, and we're going to enjoy the last final day of classes and student concerts. So, till next year, 2012, I'm Dick Pleasance. This is the Summer Acoustic Music Week coming to you live from the Chapel in the Pines, Summer Acoustic Music Week on the shores of Lake Winnipesaukee. Have a great morning. All right.